93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lon today. He is Jeremy Warner. Mike Carpenter filling in today. Not filling in. You're here every Tuesday and Friday.
Yes. Am I still in the minors?
We're going to decide that today.
Okay. All right. We'll decide that at the end of the show.
We've got a couple hours to figure that out. But more importantly, we're going to bring on a very special guest that we appreciate. We efforted Brian Cardinal on Wednesday at Murphy's. But, Brian, we were having a little technical problems, and we apologize. Thank you very much for calling us back. Brian Cardinal, Dallas Mavericks, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. Appreciate you having me on.
Oh, it's great to hear, and I know a lot of people, I live in Philo, I know a lot of those people still love hearing Brian Cardinal's voice whenever they can, so it's fun to have you here. Man, you've got a little mini vacation right now. Are you just kind of sitting on a beach?
Oh, man. No. Far from a beach. We've been working out and grinding these last few days and just kind of itching to play again.
Brian, you guys really caused a shockwave through the NBA. Even though the Lakers struggled a little bit towards the end of the season, I think a lot of people pegged them to win this Western Conference. You guys swept them. I mean, did you guys even surprise yourselves with how quickly and almost how easily, especially in that last game, you guys took care of them?
Well, we definitely have a lot of confidence. We had a lot of confidence going into the Portland series, coming into the Lakers series, and felt good about our chances of winning. Sweeping, I'd be lying if I said that. Yeah, we all figured that we were going to sweep them, but we felt confident that we were going to win. We didn't know it was going to be four games. But we felt confident that we were going to win, and it just worked out. We knocked down some shots and played some timely defense, and we were able to beat them in four.
Knocked down some shots. I would say you knocked down about every shot. Did you guys put Jason Terry's hand in about an oven mitt just to make sure it stays hot for the weekend?
Oh, man, I tell you, he's been playing great. And Paige has been playing really well. And Dirk, Dirk always plays well. He's an unbelievable player. So we definitely have some great players on this team and guys that can make some shots. And hopefully we've used this little layoff to kind of freshen our bodies, heal up some injuries and come out guns a-blazing on either Sunday or Tuesday.
J&J Show talking with Brian Cardinal, who's in the Dallas Mavericks, waiting on the Western Conference championship games coming up here. They're waiting on Oklahoma City or Memphis going to play. You talked about Dirk. I mean, he's been such a consistent star for the Dallas Mavericks. Maybe a guy a lot of people overlook. And he's had that one chance at the NBA Finals, went away from him. I know you weren't on the team then. But what does he seem to have a chip on his shoulder right now?
He has a tremendous amount of confidence. He is by far the best player I've ever played with. He's just unbelievably gifted, and the time he spends in the gym and watching film and doing all that, it's really amazing, and it's awesome to be a part of, and awesome to be around him just to see how hard he works. I don't know if it's necessarily a chip. It's a tremendous amount of confidence, and he's excited to get back to the finals and eventually win a world championship.
And Brian, I know you've played a lot of great players in your career, and you've done well against a lot of these people. Illini fans know that they never won against you when you're at Purdue, but guarding him in practice, I'm sure you get that assignment a lot. How do you defend him? He's a 7-footer, but can shoot and handles like a point guard.
You just hope that he's missing, and you're either hoping that he's missing his shot, or you don't get called for the foul when you slap him. he's unbelievable. I mean, the guy. We had practice earlier this morning, and he'll go back in this evening at 7:30 and work out for an hour, and I bet you he'll make 95-96% of the shots that he takes tonight. And then, for example, we landed in L.A. or landed in Portland, and most of the guys, myself included, would go to our room and put our bags down, either go to dinner or just do whatever. And he'd go to his room, put his bags down, change his clothes, and head to the gym and find some high school gym or some, fitness center gym. And he'd go out there and shoot for an hour. And then we'd go get dinner after that, myself and Jay Kidd and a couple other guys. He just has a unbelievable desire to win, desire to be successful, and it's awesome to be around and play with them.
Brian, Mike Carpenter here. So when you guys, obviously you played great against the Lakers, and it was as much you guys winning, I think more so the Mavs taking that series than it was the Lakers folding. But was there a sense that you guys got while playing the Lakers that you knew for a fact that they were done and you guys had them right where you wanted them?
Well, you know, I think when I hit that last three against them in game four, I think that's when we all kind of let out a sigh of relief that they weren't going to come back. And that was in the waning seconds of the game, essentially, or maybe the last minute of game four. There's always a sense when you're playing them, they have Kobe and Powell and Bynum and Artest and Odom and Phil over there on the sideline. And there's always a feeling or a sense that they're always going to come back or they're always in a game. And even when we had them down 24 points or whatever it was, at a certain point in the game, game four, we always felt that, you know what, you know, we can't give them any, you know, we can't give them anything. You know, they're going to go on a little bit of a run. They might score 4 to 6 to 8 points.
Sure.
But we've got to remain focused. We've got to remain kind of on our game plan. And we didn't feel confident that we had won the series until the very end. And that final buzzer sounded and they were going home and we were moving on.
Talking with Brian Cardinal. And Brian, we're going to talk a lot about and focus on your NBA career in a second here. But what was your reaction when Andrew Bynum threw that elbow at J.J. Barea? Were you halfway onto the court?
Oh, man, you know, that was crazy. You know, we understand that he's, you know, I understand his frustration. You know, I've been there. Yeah. You know, I think all athletes have been frustrated at some point in time, but you know, to go out there and do that—that's that's bogus, I think. And then to come back and apologize, 2 days later, 3 days later, when he gets hit with a $750,000 fine or whatever it ended up being, that'd make anybody say they're sorry.
Yep.
I think it's unfortunate, At the same time, that's kind of the nature of the beast. You know, JJ's a little guy, and he's a tremendous player. And he goes in there and plays as well as he did against the Lakers. You know, those guys are going to be frustrated, and it's just unfortunate that it happened. But I think the ultimate revenge is the fact that they went home
in
four games.
Former Unity Rocket, former Purdue Boilermaker, now in the NBA, a long career. Brian Cardinal joining us on the Tay and Jay Show. Lante, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter. And, we talked a minute ago about Dirk Nowitzki, and I'm happy for Dirk, Brian, but I'm happy for Brian Cardinal. I mean, you're in a spot now where you're in a good spot with Dallas with your role. How excited have you been this season, and how excited are you that you're at this point now with the Western Conference Finals looming?
Oh man, this year has been a blast. You know, I remember sitting at our house back in Indiana with my wife and kids, and just thinking that, geez, you know, my last year could have, I might have just finished my NBA career, and things just kind of unfolded last summer. The opportunity came, here in Dallas, and I've been making the most of it, and just to be around people like Dirk and Jay Kidd and make it as far as we've made it in the playoffs has been fantastic, and it's been a great ride and one that I'm fortunate to be on.
You sound rejuvenated, Brian. Do you want to do this for a couple more years?
Oh man, yeah, I'd love to play for another year. Right. Realistically, is that going to happen? Who knows? I mean, if I was a betting man, I would have spent my last year in Minnesota. I would have said that would have been my last year. But, things happened, things worked out here in Dallas and I had a chance and who knows what's going to happen next year. I'm just excited to hopefully win a championship this year and then kind of evaluate things with the lockout looming.
Sure.
and with the uncertainty of, so many things, so many things out there, the uncertainty that's out there, I'm just excited to, hopefully get 8 more wins and win a championship.
Brian, how hard is it? I mean, how hard is it to get ready for another season? I mean, that's got to be something that can wear you down after a certain point. But obviously, like Jeremy said, you sound rejuvenated. I mean, is it just something where at the end of the season, you just have to sit down and make that tough decision? But how hard is that to get ready for another one?
Oh, as I get older, it's more and more difficult. The training that's involved with things, going out and running 400s or 200s or 100s or whatever it might be for that particular day, it's hard. People, my buddies give me a hard time. I tell them that I'm getting old, but my profession, I'm an old guy. And so, I'm thankful that my body has held up as well as it has. I've had some bumps and bruises kind of throughout my career, but for the most part, I've had a good, healthy career. And I think a lot of that has to do with my training and just my ability to kind of work through things. And I'm hopeful that, hopefully this season ends up the way that we all want it to end up. And I look forward to being back home and having a cold beer with my wife or whatever it might be and kind of reevaluating things with her and my kids. And time will tell, see what happens.
Just another minute with Brian Cardinal, former Tolono Unity Rocket, former Purdue Boilermaker, and now in the Dallas Mavericks waiting in the Western Conference Finals for the winner of the Memphis Grizzlies and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Brian, you're a Purdue Boilermaker. You grew up in Illini territory. I think a lot of Illini fans were hoping that Matt Painter would go to Missouri, but now he's staying. What do you think about him staying there? It seems like Illini fans are going to have a little bit more agony than the next couple of years now that he's going to be there.
I hope so. I hope so. I'm a Purdue guy, I think Painter's a tremendous coach, and throughout the process, him and I spoke a few times and just kind of talked some things out. I know he's excited to come back. I know he's excited to kind of continue to build what he's built so far. And with the renovation of Mac and all the other things that they have going on there, I think it's going to be tremendous. And I think he's going to continue to do a tremendous job. And hopefully he can continue to rack up wins against Illinois. And in the meantime, I hope Illinois is able to beat everybody else out there but Purdue. But I think Painter's a tremendous coach. I think Purdue is a great program, and I'm hopeful that they'll continue to have successful years.
In your discussions with him, with Matt, did he ever really seriously think about leaving Purdue?
I think it's a combination of things. I think to get things in line, everything, including the assistants and the different things, the different packages that he felt that he wanted to get with himself and the coaches and kind of bring everybody up to a certain level to compete with the Dukes and the North Carolinas and Illinois and all these other schools out there. I think he was able to accomplish a lot, through that. And I'm excited to kind of see how things unfold this upcoming year and obviously wish him nothing but the best.
Brian Cardinal, we know you're busy as heck, and we appreciate this 100%, you joining the Tay and Jay Show. Good luck in the Western Conference Finals, and thanks again, Brian. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, that is Brian Cardinal. That's a great, great name from Central Illinois, and a guy that I would say right now, if the Bulls weren't in it, I mean, you'd have to be, Central Illinois would have to be all in, pulling for a kid that played high school basketball at Unity, et cetera. Right. But of course, you still got the Bulls in it, so it's a little tricky.
Well, and come on, I mean, 10-year career for Brian Cardinal.
Wow.
I know he was an Illini killer, was a very good college player, but who would have thought he'd be in the NBA for 10 years, and he's made $37 million there.
That's great.
So good for Brian Cardinal. His dad's really still, of course, Rod Cardinal, really involved in the Illini athletic department. So I'll be rooting for Brian.
Absolutely.
I wanted to root for the Mavericks anyway because I love watching Dirk Nowitzki. But, yeah, Brian's been averaging, though, about 11 minutes a game for Dallas. So he's made in, and he came in and helped the bench. He hit another three for them in that game. So great seeing a Tolono guy really succeed at that level.
Absolutely. Brian Cardinal doing a heck of a job. We are late on a break. We're going to get to it. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.